targum on Esther Dalid, Pasuk 13.
What chapter?
Chapter 4, Pasuk 13. Pasuk 14. If you will be silent at this time, a salvation will come to Klal Yisrael from somewhere else, and you and your father's home will be lost. The Targum writes here, a salvation will come to the Jewish people from somewhere else. Why was he so confident? Begins chus avos alma, in the merit of the fathers of the world. So Mordechai said, I have no doubt that a salvation will come in the merit of our forefathers. But you and your father's home will be lost. So who knows if this wasn't your moment. So I shared with you when we started this whole issue with I don't know, I may have told this, so I can't remember what I told you, what I didn't tell you. So
I'll remember.
We know that the Chazal tell us that up until this point Esther was not culpable for living with Ahasuerus because this was not done of her free will, and as a result she also was not forbidden to go back to Mordechai. But now that she's going in willingly, so now she's giving up her rights.
Didn't you say that if it's for the salvation of
that she's allowed to do it, but that doesn't change the reality of she's supposed to do it. It doesn't change the reality. She's going to lose her. She's now finished with Mordechai. That doesn't change.
But
right, she's allowed to do it, and yet she's going to be forbidden to. But remember, I told you that the Zohar says that she sent in a replacement demon in her each time. Ahasuerus wanted to be with her. She had a clone.
Right.
Right?
You said that.
I told you that. Here, when it comes to this moment, Mordechai says, you can't use the clone. Why not?
Says it
in the tongues. Says it. Amoyri de Gezach. Yeah. What's with the clone? Because the clone was a Shin Dalet.
Shin Dalet.
A Shin Dalet is a demon. The demons are from the dark side.
What does the Zohar say?
Huh?
Oh.
Why did she could have sent him the Shin Beis?
Very good. Forget it, not now. So he says, so one of the Mepharshim, one of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, as long as it was just you that you were saving, you were allowed to use the clone. But to save Klal Yisrael, to bring about the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, and have that salvation come from the dark side, that you can't do. The salvation of Klal Yisrael has to come from Kedusha. That's how they say in the Pasuk like this. Mordechai says to her, I'm afraid that if you don't go in, the salvation of Klal Yisrael will come mimakom acher, from the dark side. You and the tzad of Kedusha will be lost. You can well imagine what the anti-Zionist camp does with this vart. Because the rest of Klal Yisrael and the Gedolei Yisrael said, look, this is the way the Geula is unfolding. Accept what God is giving you. You know, this is the way it's unfolding. He says, no, when it comes to the saving of Klal Yisrael, you can't allow the Yeshua to come mimokamach. You can't allow it to come from something that's not Kedusha. Yeshua needs to come from a place of Kedusha. Anyway, I found that a very piercing thought. Okay, so I just had marked up a few things to tell you.
Could one also look at it from the other viewpoint that when there's Yeshua's to be worked on, that one has to go on and even get into a schmutzel.
No, that's written by
Tamar.
You see, by the Hanukkah story, right, and by Tamar Yud and Nechanami. You have to get. That's what he's saying. He's saying you have to. You'll lose. You know, it's all over for you.
Like
there are many Gedolim who did great tzaddikim.
Yerushalayim is filled with notes.
That was the reason?
Yeah, that's what they told me. Because it was the only Jewish city in Eretz Israel.
Wow, well, cool.
There weren't any Arabs, there weren't any Christians. Mm-hmm. Tel Aviv. Just Jews. And now? Not so much.
Okay.
I said it. He didn't say it. I didn't know.
So that comes from you?
Why?
The whole...
Well, no, that's what they told me until when I was talking to the Hasidim in Tel Aviv.
All right. Sig is in some Leben. So there's a famous Menais HaLevi here, Pshleim Al-Kabit, which leads into the Al-Sheikh that we'll see a little bit later today. He says like this, that the prosecution, he said it last night, Cruz repeated this Menais HaLevi last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. He didn't say it in Menais, he said it, the Talmud says. The Talmud does not say it. Some rabbi gave it to him. It's a Menais HaLevi, it's a Pshleim Al-Kabit. That
made a poor reference?
He said the Jews are going to get together and read the Megillah, and that the prosecution, the enemies of can only come when Jews are mefuzer umeferid bein ha'amim, when there is no unity among Jews.
That's what Ted said.
That's what Ted said.
He really said it?
Yeah.
Wow.
He quoted the psukim. It was really something.
He's a preacher's son.
So he says that Esther's, he didn't say the psukim in Hebrew. Am Yisrael Chai, he said in Hebrew, but otherwise. So he said that the solution was that Esther says to Mordechai, Lech Knoises Kol HaYehudim, go gather all the Jews. Right? So to rectify the problem. The problem was the Jews were splintered. Esther says, go gather all the Jews. Now look what she says in Pasuk 16. Go gather all the Jews that are found in Shushan. Vitzumu alai, and let them fast for me.
So we have questions already, but continue.
Why?
You said there's only one Jew in Shushan.
That's right. That's a mistake. Can't be.
You said before that.
Right. I know. It's a mistake. I looked into it more this morning. It can't be. Although it might be hanimtzi in Beshushan is an interesting language. What does nimtzi Beshushan mean? That are happened to be there, right? Maybe they didn't live there, but they happened. They were there for business. Yeah, it's just a strange language, right? Let them fast all lie. What does that mean? Let them fast all lie. Meaning, I'm going and putting my life at risk by going into Achashverosh, right? So I want them to fast for me. But then she says, "Gam ani v'naroisai otzum kein." Me, I, and my maidservants will also fast, Cain, like this.
She had Jewish maidservants.
Yeah, so what does it mean, like this? What's the Cain?
Same thing, do not drink for 3.
So you could read that it means I'm also going to not fast and eat for 3 days. Zok the Al-Shech HaKadosh like this. We know that the rule is that somebody who davens for somebody else when they need the same salvation is hunenetchila. They're answered first, right? So Esther says to Mordechai, here's what we're going to do. All you Jews in Shushan, you're going to fast a lie. Stricken.
Yeah.
You're going to fast for me, right? The gamma even aroisai otzum ken, and me and my maidservants, we're going to fast for you. We're going to do the same thing. And by doing so, we're going to arouse heavenly mercy because
their prayers are answered first.
Both of us are going to be answered first because they're praying for me and we're praying for them. So both of us, we're going to use this technique of praying for somebody else. We did the Manishtana last night.
Haven't they know this?
Yeah.
I said it last year, by the way.
He said,
I said this last year from Zich, and then I found it in the Al-Sheikh later. The Al-Sheikh took it from me. I hate it when those people 400 or 500 years ago steal things from me. Here's a Murid Gazach. Listen to this. Piasetzna. You know who the Piasetzna Rebbe was, right? Yeah, you do. You do. The Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh, he was murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto. He continued carrying on his Rebbistah. Kim, sit down for a second before you go down to the mikveh. You need to hear this. So, Piasetzna Rebbe.
And start coming to
the go the other way.
After his son was killed at Sukkot.
His diary is something that every Jew needs to read. His diary, with how he carried on. He came into Hakafis the day after his wife and his son were murdered. And I mean, it was just abnormal. Anyway, so Haman says to Ahasuerus, you have this one nation. They don't do the normal conduct of the king. So the Chazal, the Gemara says, Rashi brings, what do, these Jews? They're always walking around saying, today's Shabbos, today's Yontif. Every day you meet a Jew, he's got an excuse. It's another holiday coming, right? I came with every company I go into. Okay, Rabbi, when's the next time you can't come in, right? It's always Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. So the acronym for it that Rashi brings from Chazal is Shin Hey Yud, Pei Hey Yud. Shui Pui. That's it. The Jews are busy. Shui Yud, Pei Pui. I mean, it's always Shabbos, always Yontif. Says the Heilige. Piasetzna Rebbe, the holiest of the holiest, the deepest of the deep. He says that his ancestor, Rebbe Lozor of Lezhensk, that was the Rebbe Melech's son, said, what do you mean? Haman says, Kulashata, the whole year they walk around. He says, it's not true. The whole year we're busy with Pesach, the whole year we're busy with Shabbos. There's a few, like after Purim, you know, the ladies started with Pesach. We're going to the whole year. Says the Rebbe Loza, the son of Rebbe Melech, that yeah, Shabbos and Yom Shabbos is one day a week, and Pesach is 8 days a year. But the preparations that Klal Yisrael does for their mitzvahs, that kills Haman. You know, you want to celebrate your holidays, do it on your holidays, by golly. But the obsessions that you Jews have and the constant tachana that all week long, you're preparing for Shabbos, you're looking out for something chashev that you're going to serve for Shabbos, you're going to say over at your Shabbos table, whatever it is that you got your eye, that makes him crazy. So he says that Haman knew the truth. He says, Agantz Yor is Pesach. All year long is really Pesach. I mean, he says already by Chanukah, my uncle Shia says he got his preparation for surgery from my grandmother's making the schmaltz. Because Chanukah time was the time that the geese had they were fattest. And my grandmother used to have a Pesach kitchen, and they brought in the geese, and with gemacht the schmaltz. Already Chanukah time. He brings here the borscht they started making already Chanukah time, because it had to, borscht gets fermented. Yeah. It's disgusting. Anyway, so he says that all year long already they started with the borscht. So he brings that the Narol Aruv repeated from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was a Polish Rebbe, like a sharp Polish Rebbe. So they came to the Avnei Nezer that he should give a hechsher for borscht. It was a company opened up, they're going to produce borscht. Can you imagine? So Avnei Nezer refused. He said, do you know the pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets already Chanukah time from the fact that Jewish women are already busy preparing their borscht, and you're going to go now and commercialize it so that that preparation is not being done in Jewish homes? It just gives us a pause. You know, all the advances that we think are these great advances, there's an egoish kind of advances, forget it. All these preparations that we struggle to do ourselves is a Adam, take a look at this, please. I think it's good for you to invest in that. All these preparations are something that the Rebbe Shlomo receives not. You go to the mikveh now. Go ahead.
This Fine. Is my hachana.
This is your hachana. To know that the hachana is
don't
the
feel any
look at the top of the
mikveh. On the top of the
mikveh. That's right. So that's Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom means that it's not just Pesach and Shabbos, but we're busy all year long. You know what that's referring to?
Yeah.
I can't wait to show it to him. His blood pressure is going to go.
He's going through the roof.
Tell him when you see him in the mikveh that I have something for him.
Is he back?
He was here yesterday. Okay. Oh, this is mamish wild. You know, I'm struggling here. Should we go further? Should I share these geshmaka things with you? It's very hard. So maybe Purim morning, when davening is 7:30, we should talk and get together like 5:45 and spend a good hour and a half on the Megillah. Anyway, we'll see. Zuktozai. This is just wild. Okay, you ready for wild, Goldman? The Medrash says like this. This is a Medrash in Medrash Rava and Esther. Im alamelech toiv. There's a thing for this. Haman says to Ahasuerus, right? Come on, help me, guys, here. Im alamelech toiv. Where the king writes, here it is, chapter 3, where he makes his offer. Chapter 3, verse 9. This is something you could say over at your Purim Siddha. Verse 9. 3:9. Imam al-Malach Toiv, if it appeals to the king, Yikosev la'abdom. You should write to destroy Klal Yisrael. And I'll give the 10,000. We're going to talk a lot about these 10,000 silver pieces, right? Eshkalei de'asim malach. Says the Medrash like this, that the Satan came to the Rabbeinu Shalalem and said to him, Master of the world, how long are you going to still continue to support this nation that are so corrupt? So I wrote it down in a letter from me. So just take it and you'll give me the $20. I've read his other two svarim. I haven't read this one, but his other two svarim are excellent. So he says, Yitzhak, take a look at that one out there. Destroy them. Imala Melech, we know that the Melech refers to the king, right? So Yikasev La'abdom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Sultan, bring me a piece of parchment, bring me a Megillah, and I'll write to destroy them. Hello? Paying attention? At that moment, the Sultan went and brought a Megillah. Because of Allah, and he wrote the decree upon it. Miad Yatzasa HaTorah Bebigdei Almanos, it says the Medrash that the Torah went out, whatever this means, in the clothes of Almanos, no? Mm-hmm. Widows, yeah. Special widow clothing. Black. At that moment, Eliyahu HaNavi ran in a mad rush, Bibahala, Eitzel Avos Olam, to Avram Yitzchak and Yankov, and to Moshe ben Amram. Omar Lehem, Eliyahu said to them, fathers of the world, how long are you going to slumber here? You're sleeping away while your children are being destroyed. Why aren't you paying attention to the plight of Klal Yisrael? Omar Lehem Moshe. Moshe says to Eliyahu Navi, is there anybody who's an Adam Kosher in this generation? Is there one good Jew? Amalai Yesh. Yes, there is. Ushmo Mordechai. There's a good Jew. His name is Mordechai. So, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Eliyahu, go tell him. Tell him what's going on. So that he will go and be Oymid Betvilas, that he'll daven. Let him daven there. Va'ani mikan. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I'll daven from here. And together we will plead for mercy from Hashem. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Eliyahu HaNavi. Amalai, says Eliyahu HaNavi, Roya Neman, you loyal roa, you loyal shepherd. Kvar nechtuva igeres kloya Yisrael. The problem is with your davening that the Megillah, the decree was already written. It's over. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Im betit hichasuma, if it's sealed in tit, tit is lime, then our prayers will be heard. V'im bedam nechtema, but if it's sealed in blood, ma shahayahu, it's over. Amaloi says Eliyahu Navi to Moshe Rabbeinu, betit hichasuma, it's sealed in tit, in lime, in mud, whatever it is. It's not sealed in blood. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if that's the case, quickly go tell Mordechai. Immediately he went and told Mordechai, and that's what it says. Mordechai yados kalashanasa. Mordechai knew everything that happened. Rashi says he knew even what was going on in heaven. How did he know? Who told him?
Eliyahu
Navi. Says the Chida. Chaim Yosef David Ozloi, the great Mekobol Paisik, you know, we talked about him on Shabbos. In the name of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen from Aram Tzova, one of the great disciples of Reb Chaim Vital, the author of the Tur Berekes. Nehirna Shereisi, I saw in a old manuscript from Reb Chaim Kohen, Yesh Noyam Echot, he said, that this language was... This language of this pasuk, where in pasuk 9, he says, "Yikosev la'abdom," you should write to destroy them. He says, right here is alluded to salvation. The word la'abdom should be split into two words, and that is, "Yikosev," it should be written, "loy bedam," but not in blood. La'abdom is loy bedam, is not written in blood. Okay.
Where is this word?
Chapter 3, Pasuk 9.
In what context?
Where he tells him to write the decree, to wipe him out. So in the book, in the Sefer HaGoyin HaChosid Mivilna, about the Vilna Goyin, he says that one year Purim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great disciple of the Vilna Goyin, was sitting, and he was distributing money. Can you imagine? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great... You know, the great Reb Chaim Volozhiner was, what does a Jew do on Purim? He gives out money. So there was an old man there who he gave a coin to. So the old man said, give me another coin and I'll tell you a good vart. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, for Torah, he would do anything, right? So he gave another vart. He gave another coin. And he says, where in the Megillah is this concept alluded to that there's a difference between if it's written in tit or written in blood? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, I don't know. So he said, I'll tell you where. And he tells him over this vart that the Chida wrote about. Now, he didn't say it in the name of the Chida. Okay? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner went wild for this vart. Loy bedam. Le'abdom is loy bedam, not in blood. The next time he went to visit his Rebbe, the Vilna Goyen, so he told over to the Vilna Goyen this vart. So the Vilna Goyen got very emotional. And he said that these words that you heard from that old man was the same old man that told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Next part. In the old cemetery in Tiberias, very close to where my father-in-law is buried, there's a large monument, and that is the gravesite of Reb Moshe Kliers. Reb Moshe Kliers was the Rav of Tveria. That's why he's buried in the cemetery in Tveria. Reb Moshe Kliers says about this 10,000. He said, what's going on with this 10,000 shekel? Haman offers it. Achashverosh rejects it. Like, what's up with this 10,000 thing? He says, what's more, Esther says to Achashverosh, when she comes to appeal, if we only would have been sold for Avadim and Shvachas, I would have been silent. But now we were... you know, decreed to be wiped out. And Achashverosh gets enraged and says, Miuzev Ezer, who did this? What do you mean, who did this? You signed it, you bum. Like, what are you getting all enraged about? Like, this is coming to you as a big surprise. So he says an astounding thing, and it's brought in other places as well. I found this in other places. He says like this. Haman went, and he really had his eye on the kingdom. He wanted to be king. So he wanted to create Achashverosh's downfall. He wanted to make Achashverosh look terrible. So what he did was, he put into the biggest, into the legal document that he bribed the king. And everybody who's seeing this is going to see, it looks terrible. You know, the president of the United States allowed himself to be bribed to throw out all the, you know, to not let any Muslims into the country, or whatever it is that the Meshuggah did. So he offers it to Achashverosh, hoping that this is going to work great. Achashverosh rejects it. Haman has the signet ring now, right? Achashverosh hands it to him. And he's the one who's telling the guys what to write. So he is such a scoundrel. He puts into the document that he paid Achashverosh the 10,000 shekels, even though Achashverosh rejected it, but he put it into the documentation that he gave it. Okay? So he says, that's what it says, that they showed, look at Pasuk, where Esther shows Mordechai, chapter 4, Pasuk 7. Vayagad Mordechai. Mordechai tells Hasach, as Kol Ashakro, everything that happened. As Prashas HaKesef, Asha'amam, Anishkal, he tells him about the money. So first of all, how did he even know about the money? And second of all, why is it important? He rejected the money. So he says, Mordechai shows him the document and says, go and tell Esther about this document that shows that Haman is still maintaining that Achashverosh accepted the money, right? And look at the lies that he's trying to sell about. So she goes, at the moment of truth, she puts this in her back pocket, this document. Because she's going to go use this at the right moment to bring Haman down. So she goes, when she says, if we would have only been sold for Avodah Mishvaches, you know, as it says in the document, that you accepted the money, said you accepted the money to sell us, that's one thing. But you accepted the money to kill us. You know, there's no gain in it for you. There's no gain in it for us. So he becomes enraged and says, "Miuzevezu, whoever accepted money for anything." Haman Arasha, he says, if that's off with his head, if that's the case, he says, this 10,000 shekel that Haman lied about ended up wiping him out. A fascinating thing that's why the Prashas HaKesef keeps on creeping back into there, because he lied about it. Alright.
Most places they still do.
You have to hear Jerry Dorff's description of going to Mexico with kosher food. Unbelievable. Okay, one last thing, then we're going to go further. Achashverosh says, no, you keep the money. Akesev nosam lach. So the Medrash Shmuel, the author of the Medrash Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Ozida, he wrote one of the most popular commentaries on Pirkei Avos. He writes in his commentary on Esther, he says a really unique thing. There's all kinds of stuff you could do with this very creatively. He says, not only did Achashverosh tell Haman to keep the money, but he was so excited about this plan. He said, Akesev nosan lach, you offered me, you know, $500 million to do away with the Jews or whatever the amount was. Akesev nosan lach, I'm so excited about this plan. I'm giving you that amount. Not keep the money. But Akesev Nosan Lach, I'm giving you, as much as you offered me, I'm giving you to carry out this decree. That being the case, now we understand why she, because otherwise, what kind of, why would she have told Hasach to tell Mordechai about the money? The whole money is insignificant. But if Achashverosh paid Haman, she wanted to illustrate to Mordechai how invested Achashverosh is in this plan. She said, not only did he not accept the money, he paid Haman to carry out this decree. Okay, let's go further.
So by the king saying, you keep the money, I don't want the money, he was as if he was paying him the money.
No, he not as if.
Oh, he did.
The Medrash Shmuel says, "Akesav nazan lach," means I'm giving you the equivalent. The Shemesh Shmuel says a brilliant chap. Your mom is a brilliant chap. What do we have? That Achashverosh didn't accept. Follow the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
ends up with Mordecai. Right. So he says it ends up. And the Chazal say that money that ends up in Mordechai and Esther's hands was used to build the second Mitzvah Mikdash. Okay? It was a vast sum of money. Says the Shemesh Shmuel, the name of the Rebbe Binyamin Reb Shischa, that we say every morning in Shacharis, Rabbis Machshavos Belevish, we all have many thoughts, but Vatzas Hashem, Hisokum, Hashem's Eitzah is the Eitzah that survives. That's the one that prevails. So he says, like, duh. He says, no. He says, noch tiefer. He says, in Yiddish is a phrase, the mensch tracht.
God lacht.
And God lacht. We think and God laughs, right? So he says, Rabbis machshoves belevish. We think, v'atzas Hashem besokam. Hashem takes our thoughts and creates salvations for Klal Yisrael. He says, the biggest proof is the rejection of Haman's money ends up not only not hurting Klal Yisrael, but the fact that he rejected the money left the money in Haman's coffers, so that when Haman's household is given to Mordechai and Esther, it ends up becoming the foundation of the second verse of English. Okay, let's do some more psukim here so we can claim that we covered some ground. Ay, 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 ay. Very painful psukim here. Pasuk 16, chapter 4. Lech Knesses Kol Yudim, go gather all the Jews on Nimtzah B'Shushan who are found in Shushan B'Tzumah. Lie, they should fast for me. They shouldn't eat, they shouldn't drink for 3 days. Lie, Leviyoyim, night and day. Gamani Menorah Seyotzim came, and I and my maid servants will do the same. We will fast like that. And with that, I'll come to the king. Ashalei Kados, which is against the law. Kasheravadati, ohavadati. And whatever I will be lost, whatever I lose, I will lose. Meaning I'm going to lose my Olam Hazah, I'm going to lose my Olam Haba, I'm going to lose my marriage with Mordechai. We read this in this book, another psukim that we read in the tune of Eicha, right? They say, why do we read any psukim in the nigging of Eicha? It's to give the Litvaks some Simchas Purim, right? Because this way they feel like they have some joy. So if that's the case, why don't we read the whole thing in the nigging of Eicha? See, so that would be Hailulus already. That would be like off the chart Simcha. That's already, you know, going to be able to. So, discrimination, terrible. Vayavar Mordechai. So Mordechai goes. Vayas, and Chazal said Vayavor. What kind of language is Vayavor? Mordechai transgressed. What's the transgression? When is this fast day?
Pesach.
Pesach. No Seder. Mordechai goes and transgresses and decrees there is no Seder. Can you imagine Klal Yisrael's response? Everybody's got everything ready for Pesach. And Mordechai comes along and says, no Pesach. And Chazal, there's numerous things about Mordechai saying, Rabbi Shalom, you want to see what the world's going to look like without Jews? Here's what your Pesach's going to look like if Mordechai succeeds. There's no matzah, there's no marah, it's... Huh?
Haman succeeds.
If Haman succeeds, right.
Did they have a Seder, but they just pointed everything?
I don't know, it's a good shayla. It says they're very graphic terms about what happens. Rashi says here, like what I told you before, just like I went and I'm losing myself, the Medrash says, just like I will be lost from my legacy, that because I'm willingly going to Ahasuerus, I will also be, from this point, I will be forbidden to you, Mordechai, because from this point on, I was the one who submitted myself to Ahasuerus. Esther and Mordechai does like everything that Esther commanded him to do. And Rashi writes, Vayavar Mordechai, Rashi says exactly what I told you. Aldas, Mordechai transgressed the religion. Why? The Yisan is beyond the Rishon Shel Pesach. He said that you get a fast on the first days of Pesach. Shamis Anab Yudal Benissen Tezvav Tezayin. They fasted on the 14th of Nissan, the 15th of Nissan, the 16th of Nissan, because B'yom Gimon, Yud Gimon, the 13th day of Nissan was the day that the decree was written. So the 3 days of the fasting were the first 2 days of Yontif and the first day of Chol HaMoed. There was no Pesach that year. And again, the very strong language about that Mordechai used to say what they should do. To have a half a dick thing here, just the Targum writes here that he says that Mordechai decreed that 12, they chose 12,000 Kohanim, Bechurei Hashem, chosen of God. And he commanded them all to take shofars in their right hands and Sifrei Torah in their left hands. 12,000 shofars, 12,000 Sifrei Torah. Vayanu b'kol b'chiyah, and they should all cry out to Hashem. Honor the Kei Yisrael. Please, Hashem, God of Israel. Zaysi HaTorah Shenasata Lanu. This is the Torah that you gave to us. This beloved nation of yours is going to be destroyed from the world. Who will come and read from the Torah to mention you in the world? Hashemesh vayareach, the sun and the moon, their light will be darkened. They won't shine anymore, because if there's no Klal Yisrael, then they have no purpose. It's all over. And they all fell on their faces and they cried out, Aneinu Avinu Aneinu. Answer us, our Father, answer us, our King. And they blew the shofars, and until all of the heavens, the sun and the moon, everybody wept along with them. And now this is, at this point, says the Targum, is when the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu all got out of their graves and joined the party, the screaming. Vayibiyam HaShlishi, Perek 5. Vayibiyam HaShlishi was on the third day. She's been fasting for 3 days. You can imagine how great she looked. Atilbash Esther Balchus, and Esther dons, she puts on her finest. Again, the Targum goes through what she wore, of incredible clothing that were studded with diamonds and pearls that were brought from Eretz Tarshish. Where's Tarshish? Isn't
that where Yonah was going to?
Yeah.
Or from?
Yeah.
Coast.
So she got Matamed Bechatzah Beis HaMelech HaPnimis, and she goes and stands in the inner chamber, Noichach Beis HaMelech, immediately opposite the throne of the king. Vamelech Yeshav HaKisa Malchus, the king is sitting on his throne, Bebeis HaMalchus, in his Beis HaMalchus, in his kingly room. Noichach Pesach HaBais, he's standing immediately in his throne room, immediately opposite the doorway. So when the king sees the queen Esther standing in the courtyard, she finds charm in his eyes. And the king stretches out the golden scepter that's in his hands. And Esther comes close. And she touches the Rosh Hasharvit, the tip of the golden scepter. Rashi tells us, Azoy, Malchus, Big Day Malchus, she donned herself in royal clothing, says Rashi, V'Rabbi Seinu Amru, the Talmudic sages tell us, Shalav Shasaruch HaKodesh, she put on a divine spirit. So she was able to put on and take off her Ruach HaKodesh at will, evidently. She donned herself in Ruach HaKodesh. It's interesting, Chazal tell us the famous, when she came into this point, that she said, Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtoni, why have you, because it says that when she came there, Nistalka Memena Shechina, the Shechina departed her. She was left high and dry without her divine inspiration. And the all of the holy writings write that at the moment of truth in everybody's life, the minute that a person comes into the situation of greatest temptation and trial, that at that moment, all of their spiritual attainments and acquisitions go poof. We're left without Ruach HaKodesh, without our Madregas, whatever it is, it departs, and we're left
high and dry.
High and dry with whatever what they call a roshim. All we're left with is a vague recollection of the fact that we once had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's at that moment of truth that a person has to reach deep, deep within themselves to draw the strength to withstand the temptations and the trials. And if we do so, then we can propel ourselves to much higher levels of Kedusha.
Amen. Amen.
So tomorrow...
Is this a one-time thing?
Every time we face a serious trial. No, unfortunately not. Or maybe fortunately, I'm not sure. All right, so tomorrow, what time is davening tomorrow? Because it's a fast day. Is it earlier?
It has to be earlier.